Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. I hope you all are having an amazing week. First and foremost, I want to apologize for not releasing an episode last week. I got caught up with all of my birthday festivities and the 7 days giveaways, but your girl is back. So I wanted to just take a moment to thank everyone for, you know, those birthday wishes. This past birthday by far was one of my most favorite birthdays I've honestly ever experienced. Like, the outpouring of love coupled with the satisfaction and gratitude from those who won items from the giveaways literally made my 25th birthday one for the book. So I thank you so much for allowing me to experience that. And speaking of giveaways, thank you to everyone who donated either a product or service from their business. And shout out to all of the winners who won. We were able to give away tax consultations, conferences, tickets, editing services, books, jewelry, apparel, hair care services, cash, money, you name it. We gave it away. And I was so happy to know that we were able to highlight over 10 Black-owned businesses during this time. So again, shout out to you all. And I know in the previous episode, we talked about how it's more blessed to receive, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And that definitely stood true with this. I'm almost certain that I'll probably be doing something like this in the future. So definitely be on the lookout. And again, thank you to everyone for being a part of this experience. I don't know what's going on in my voice. Now, today's episode is actually a bittersweet moment because this will be the final episode of this current season. I know, I'm sad, I'm hurt. After 14 episodes, season one has finally come to an end. But the sweet part about all of this is there will be a season two. So definitely stay tuned. We have a lot of great things in store. I think it's important for all creators and business owners to sometimes just take a step back and reflect on and evaluate what's been produced. So during this, I guess we can call it a sabbatical. During this sabbatical, I'm going to be, you know, going through each episode, re-listening to it and strategizing on how I can make this podcast, you know, better and more impactful for you all. Now, if you have feedback that you want to share, listen, I'm a lover of all feedback. Or if there's something that you just like to see from season two, please fill out the survey. It's included in the episode's description box as well as on our IG bio at The Account Partner. This feedback, again, is for the sole purpose of improving this podcast so that we can better serve you. So if you can, definitely take the time to fill out the short survey. It shouldn't take you more than 2 to 3 minutes. So please do that. Now, in honor of it being the last episode, I thought it would be great to share my top 5 takeaways from season one. And I don't know if I would consider this my number one, but the first one that comes to mind is you have everything you need to do what God has called you to do. I know it's easy for us to doubt ourselves and feel like we aren't qualified to execute the purpose God has placed over our lives, but I want you to know that you are indeed equipped. You are indeed qualified. Every single thing that God has placed on the inside of you, He's given you authority over it. And if He gave you a vision to do it, He will make provision for it. One of my favorite scriptures is Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And now, looking at that, do you truly understand what that means? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There is literally nothing you cannot do. You serve a God who has the entire world in His hands, who knows the end from the beginning, who has all power and might, who is sovereign. And so if God is backing you, literally, what can't you do? So in this season, I want you to retrain your brain to talk yourself into doing those things that scare you instead of talking yourself out of them. I know it's easy for us to allow imposter syndrome to get the best of us, and we'll begin listing all the reasons why we can't or shouldn't do something. But because we know, or because we now know that we can do all things through Christ, now that we know that God is backing us, now that we know that every single thing that He's called us to, He's already placed on the inside of us, resources, people, ideas, whatever, We need to go ahead and take those thoughts captive, take those negative thoughts captive and begin magnifying the reasons of why we actually are capable of doing anything we put our mind to. And this leads me to my next point. Obey even when it doesn't make sense. Now, I know we all struggle with believing the promises of God. I know I definitely do. Like if God tells you that you're going to be the next president of the United States, I'm sure many of us will be like, I don't believe that. That ain't true. And then bam, 30 to 40 years later, you're getting sworn into the Oval Office. And now God's sitting there like, you was talking all that junk before. And now look at you. I told you it'll happen. My word never returns to me void. Now for me lately, I haven't specifically been struggling with believing the promise. I've been struggling with trying to make sense of God's way for me to get there. For example, anyone who knows me knows your girl is a numbers person. And I think we can all agree that 2 + 2 = 4. But oftentimes God will tell us, you know, to do something that will show how 2 + 2 may be true in, you know, in a worldly sense, but in a spiritual sense, 2 + 5 = 4. Now the result is the same, but the variables are different. And during, you know, the journey towards us reaching the promise, I've learned that God will give us an instruction that doesn't make sense or align with what we thought we needed in order to manifest the vision. And for me, it was moving back to DC. That didn't make any logical sense. Like, I mean, there were like reasons why I can see why, but in my head, it didn't make logical sense. And for you, it may be applying to a job or working somewhere for free or for less money than you're used to, or same as me, moving to a different state. Whatever it may be, I'm sure we can all agree that a lot of times God's instructions do not make any logical sense. But what I've realized over time and, you know, during this purpose journey is that sometimes we're just not meant to understand. And Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, and in all ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path." And now the key thing that pops out to me is lean not into your own understanding. Your thoughts aren't his thoughts. Your ways aren't his ways. He is the one who knows the end from the beginning, which means he knows what you need to do in order to fulfill the purpose that he's placed over your life. And so in those times when, you know, God gives us something crazy to do, we have to trust that he knows what's best for us. And two, one thing I can confidently say is that anytime we obey God and move when he tells us to move, there is always fruit. There is always blessings after, you know, we actually do what it is that he's told us to do. Deuteronomy 28 says, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's long, but I definitely encourage everyone to read it because it outlines all of the promises that God has for us as a result of us obeying his word. Deuteronomy 28 says, "If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commandments that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns will be blessed. Your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and your flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and breadboards will be blessed. Wherever you go, whatever you do will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you in one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain." And that is not even the half of the blessings that, you know, we go into, but this is just reassurance that when we obey, even when it doesn't make sense, God is gonna, you know, reward us in the end. And that leads me to my next point. God blesses what you prepare for. Now, there's this quote that I absolutely love, which says, "Success always comes when preparation meets opportunity." And the reason I love this quote is because it reminds me that there is so much work that needs to be done prior to us obtaining a goal or experiencing some type of victory. And I know I said it in a previous episode, but you know, the one person who truly exemplified this was the late, great Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace. God rest his soul. Now, Kobe Bryant was arguably one of the world's greatest basketball players, not only not because the only time he dribbled a ball was during the game, but because he spent hours a day in the gym training, studying, and preparing to play the game and preparing to be the absolute best. And I'm sure there were days where, you know, his body was hurting or he was tired and didn't want to practice. But instead of feeding into those feelings, instead of allowing, you know, tiredness or thoughts of or wanting to settle, he fed into the vision. He chose to prepare. He chose preparation over complacency. He knew what it is that he had to do in order to be the best. And that's exactly what he did. Now, this type of preparation takes extreme focus and discipline. Now, essentially, discipline is just doing what you know you should do, even when you don't feel like doing it or even when you don't want to. You have to study when you don't feel like it. You have to work out when you don't feel like it. You have to go to the networking when you don't feel like it. You have to read the book when you don't feel like it, whatever. This season requires extreme discipline. Now, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved. Or another version says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so what that means to me is that you have to be willing to put in the work to get the result you desire. And so I ask you, are you willing to study daily? Are you willing to wake up a little earlier, even spend less time on social media to do what it is that you really have been dreaming about doing? We have to want to obtain a goal and succeed so bad. We have to want it so bad enough that we will do whatever it takes by any means necessary in order to make our dreams reality. And now my next point, and this, you know, ties all up into preparation, is we have to put God first. And I'm gonna say that again because it's important. Put God first. Now, one thing this pandemic has made me realize is how pivotal it is to pray and fast and spend time with God on a daily basis, especially when it comes to fulfilling our purpose. God is the only being who knows what, you know, our life is supposed to look like, and he knows what we need to do to see it manifest. Now, for those who may not know what prayer or fasting is, prayer is simply just communicating with God, having a conversation with God, whether it's asking for something, whether it's, you know, you expressing how you feel about a certain thing, whatever it is, it's just communication with God. And now fasting is abstaining from foods for a specific amount of time with the goal of deepening your relationship with God. And when I tell you, these tools have made such a tremendous impact on my life. Every single time that I fast, when I pray, God will drop strategies. He'll drop ideas. He'll drop gems that will literally lead me into the purpose that I know he's placed over my life. Or he'll lead me to a specific person, or he'll lead me into a job. He always gives me those tools. And the key about, you know, God revealing these things to us is acting on them afterward. And that's the whole idea of seeking him first. We have to go to him and ask, hey, God, what is it that you want me to do in this season? What is it that you need from me in order for me to better serve you and to better serve your people, in order for me to fulfill your purpose? Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. All of these things include money and riches, wealth, relationships, houses, homes, whatever you name it. God will take care of, you know, the desires of your heart as long as you seek him and take care of his. Seek ye first the kingdom. During this time, it's so important for us to really pray and ask God, what is it that he needs from us? And I can assure you that in turn, God will literally blow your mind when it comes to the blessings and encounters you'll have with him. It literally begins with God. Your focus on God will cause you to focus on the things of God. And I promise you, the more you spend time with him, the more you'll fall in love with him and want to please him. So I definitely encourage everyone to pray and fast and really spend time with God. One of the ways that I like to, you know, spend time with him is I wake up early in the morning and I'll pray. I'll say, you know, God, I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm honored that you saw fit to allow me to wake up this morning. That made me realize that I have a purpose over my life and I have a plan and that needs to be executed. And then I'll maybe go into a different devotion. So I'll probably read a Bible plan on the app, or I'll just read a scripture and I'll reflect on that scripture. And then sometimes when I don't know what the scripture means, I'll ask Holy Spirit. I'll say, hey, Holy Spirit, what does that look like? Or what does that mean? And how should I maneuver through this season? And I'll say, God, what is it that you want me to do today? And then I'll sit and I'll listen and I'll allow God to just pour into me and he'll direct me. And I kid you not, every single time he answers, God is always speaking to you, whether it's audibly through the word, through other people, God is always speaking. And now I'm just on a soapbox because this is something that I think it is so, 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 so critical. And I just want to make sure that you all get it. And to my last point, serve others. The author Kevin Holt has a quote which says, your gifts are not about you. Leadership is not about you. Your purpose is not about you. A life of significance is about serving those who need your gifts, your leadership, and your purpose. And that made me think about how there are so many dreams and goals that we've been just sitting on that other people are waiting for and need in order to receive their healing, in order to gain knowledge, and in order to receive their breakthrough. And the longer we sit on these dreams and these visions, the longer someone else goes without. I'm going to say that again. The longer we sit on these dreams and these visions, the longer someone else goes without. There is someone whose literal life depends on you opening up the vegan bakery or creating that vegan cookbook. There is someone whose life depends on you creating a YouTube channel that teaches different skills that are needed to succeed in the workplace. There is literally someone whose life depends on you starting that clothing brand. There is someone whose life depends on you opening up that community center. I can keep going on and on, but you know what it is, and God knows what it is that, you know, he's called you to. And it's time we stop allowing fear and self-doubt to stop us from executing the vision. We need to begin walking in our divine purpose so that we can serve and help others and so that people can be healed and be set free. And what's crazy about all this is in doing so and having a mindset that focuses on other people, you'd be surprised how fulfilled you'll be. And I know I said it before, but it's more blessed to give than to receive. And you get so much fulfillment when you help someone else and you see the reaction. And so I definitely encourage you to make it a priority to serve others, to see what it is that you can do to help people on a day-to-day basis. See what it is, what problem that your business is solving or the problem that your book can solve. That should be your main focus, serving other people. And so I know I kind of said a lot and I kind of went through those things, but I'm going to go back and give you a brief recap. So my five main takeaways from this season is: one, you have every single thing you need to do what God has called you to. You are equipped. You are qualified. Every single thing you need, God has literally placed on the inside of you. And if he gave you a vision to do it, he'll make provision for it. He's got your back. He's empowering you. The word says, I can do all things through the Christ who strengthens me. So allow him to strengthen you and just move. Now, number two, obey even when it doesn't make sense. I know 2 + 5 doesn't equal 4, but in this sense, God is saying that 2 + 5 = 4. Whatever God says is bond, and that's what it is. And so even when we get those instructions that are like off the wall and just crazy, we have to trust that. We have to lean not into our own understanding. We have to trust that because we have a God who knows the end from the beginning, we have to trust that every single thing that he instructs us to do will lead us to fulfilling our purpose. Number three, God blesses what you prepare for. You have to be willing to put in the work. You have to be willing to, by any means necessary, do whatever it takes in order to obtain the goal, obtain the vision. So whether that's studying, whether that's working out, we need to become subject matter experts on the things that, you know, we are hoping for and the things that we are dreaming of in order to really do what it is that we want to do and see the vision manifest, every single day we should be working towards that goal, whether it's spending an hour a day or 2 hours a day. We must be doing something to edify ourselves or something that will help us reach our goals daily. So again, 3, God blesses what you prepare for. 4, seek ye first. We have to put God first in every single thing that we do. Pray, fast, seeking him daily is all important when it comes to this purpose journey. And so it's important for us to ask God, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing right now? And allow him to speak to you. Don't just move and be like, oh, well, God will tell me which way to turn if I'm moving the wrong direction. No, take a moment and sit and let him say, hey, I know you've been doing things one way, but you know, maybe you should look like this. And because when you look at or when you do it this way, it'll be a lot easier for you and a lot more people will be impacted. So take that time to really sit back and ask God, what is it that you need from me in this season? Allow him to just pour into you. And last but certainly not least, serve others. And I'm going to end it by rereading the quote by the author Kevin Hall, which says, your gifts are not about you. Leadership is not about you. Your purpose is not about you. A life of significance is about serving those who need your gifts, your leadership, and your purpose. Now, I pray that this was helpful. I'm so honored and grateful for this podcast. I literally looked at my analytics and I was like, wow, people are actually listening to this episode. And so I'm just grateful for you all for tuning in. I just wish you nothing but blessings and success. And you know what? While the way that I'm going to end this podcast is I'm going to send you all off with a prayer. Because what did we just talk about? Prayer is important and prayer is key. So God, I thank you so much for every single person who is listening to this podcast. I know that you have a plan and a purpose for them. I know that your purpose and your plan is great. I know that you have called them for great things, for to be people of influence, to be people who solve problems, to be people of wealth. God, I thank you so much for your dominion, your power, and your authority. And I thank you, God, for placing every single thing inside of these people in order for them to execute and fulfill the vision you've called them to. Lord, I pray that you protect them wherever they go. I pray for supernatural success and supernatural breakthrough. I pray that you place a hedge protection over them. I bind all acts of the enemy. I bind all, you know, danger. I bind all traps. I bind all, you know, demonic darts that are thrown towards them. And God, I just pray that you release your love. I pray that they encounter you more and more on a daily basis. I pray that they get to know you more. And I'm just happy. God, I thank you. I thank you for them. And I pray that you just constantly cover them and constantly equip them as they continue this journey towards purpose. So I love you all. I can't wait to see you guys during season 2. And be blessed.